This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And tell our office you listen to the What's Bugging You segment, and you'll receive 10% off any termite treatment. It's time for What's Bugging You.
Oh, gosh, I forgot again.
Yeah, I did too.
Dang it.
Okay.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. Oh, wait. Perfect.
Uh-oh.
No, I had one from earlier in the week, and I told the guys to save it, and I just remembered it. You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is going to, boy, run the risk here of sounding like a real jerk. But
you're in the right place.
All right.
Not here's, you.
Here's what I want to say. Okay. I'm sure that this is true in all little leagues and youth sports everywhere. Okay?
I'm already laughing.
I'm sure that this is true everywhere. I want to be up front with this. I don't care about the final score. I don't care about my kids' stats. I don't care. I just want everybody to get a hot dog after the game, be friends and smile, learn the game, play it the right way, all of that stuff. There's only one thing when I'm watching a youth sporting event that will get me frustrated and up out of my seat. So the Little League where my son plays, the umpires are only about a year and a half older than the actual players.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with it. Give them a little paper, get them a job, get them out there, and look, bad calls, sure, bad calls. That's fine. I don't mind bad calls. But if, as a league, if you're going to ask the coaches to give literally 20 hours of their time preseason so that they can get fingerprinted, so that they can have background checks, so that they can learn the keys to all of the sheds all over the city, so that they can this, they can that, they can do a Zoom to learn about pitching and the rules, and
right.
We've got this rule, we've got that rule. We're going to do that with the coaches. Could you spend 20 minutes with the umpires to explain the game to them? I don't care if they get the call right. I go to a game Tuesday night, ready for this?
This is
right-handed batter, pitches a little high and tight, so the batter does that duck out of the way thing where the bat comes forward.
That's
a
strike.
Bit. Maybe. So what does the umpire do? Right-handed batter. We're going to appeal to a 12-year-old that's in left field. What did you see? I can tell you what he saw. He saw nothing. He's in third base. He can't. The batter's right. Do you even know what you're watching? I don't mind if you got it wrong. You're 13 years old. Do you understand what's actually happening out here? So please, league, Just have the kids, before they earn that job, have them come on a Saturday and for 1 hour teach them the game that they're out there governing. And then if they get all the calls wrong, they get all the calls wrong, and we'll go get a Coke after the game. But for God's sake.
What did he call it? Did he say he went around?
They did what teenagers do. They looked at each other and went,
That's like volleyball.
Ball. Okay. Like, what? I mean, what are we doing out here? I just want everyone to know the game. That's all. So that's bugging.
I think that's fair.
No. I've been there.
You, me?
Your turn.
Okay.
Right. I'm here to three.
You know, it's bad enough. It's bad enough that Bart Riders are now taking suitcases, luggage, backpacks, comfort animals onto Bart. That ship has sailed. Can you please do me a favor, and every rider a favor, when the doors to a stop open, please move out of the way. Mm. Take a glance over your shoulder to see if somebody behind you actually may need to get out. And if you don't, well, then you got to expect the little clothesline coming from behind. You got to get out of the way. And the same principle applies at the conveyor belt at the airport. Can we all stay 5 feet away from the conveyor belt? We all look at it together. Oh, there's Jimmy's red bag. Jimmy, now walk up to the conveyor belt and get the red bag. But no, everybody's got to stand next to the conveyor belt. They're about six deep. It reminds me of the Who concert back in Cincinnati. And you can't get your bag even when it comes out. Just common sense.
Yeah. I'm over Bart. I don't know the last time you've been. I'm not no snob. I'm done. It's just hell on earth on there. I don't know how a guy like you, like Willard, have you been on Bart lately? It's out of control.
It's been years.
Yeah.
But I live in an area that doesn't have Bart.
All right.
So like,
look at my man.
It's kind of an unfair.
My man.
I wish it did, but yeah.
Now, you're the only one in Marin that wants one.
I would.
Now, Willard, I know Stani truly loves me, and I think you do too, but I know how you've defined me, and I accept it, and I still like you.
How
you know I'm weird. Because what I'm about to say
yesterday on the show.
He did.
And she made me laugh out loud. He's like, you're weird.
And he's the weird one.
I don't interrupt. Go ahead.
All right, here I go. Major League Baseball, I've been waiting, and you showed up, and we finally had opening day. I was disappointed that everybody didn't play the same day. I get it. Nothing about where you had the game at a week ago or a week and a half ago. I understand. But I'm just the guy that likes to look forward. And I'm watching the Giants. I'm watching A's Mariners. Townsend on A's cast after the game. That's how much I love baseball. But to find out today, 99% of the teams are off when you just started yesterday. And if it's because of weather, give me a rain out. But to look and see on the baseball calendar a day after you had opening day, there's no bowl. I just think there's got to be a better way. Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, Buster Posey's, Ricky Henderson's, Derek Jeter's, Jorge Posada's, Matt Williams. When they played opening day, it signaled there'd be a game right after. And Willard, I'm just hurt that 90% of the baseball teams are off today. And I'm hearing, it's weather related. I just get out of your own way.
It's weather related?
Well, so now they're saying back east because it's supposed to rain.
So they built in an off day in case it rains.
Have you watched some of these weathermen and ladies? They get them wrong all the time.
Yeah, they made this schedule months ago. So it's not like they were looking at a report.
Like, I'm hurt. I know it's weird.
Did you know that? I don't think that's weird at all.
The Giants are not playing.
No, yeah, it's terrible. And did you know that the Rockies and Rays are playing right now and didn't yesterday? They have not had opening day yet.
I could truly break my iPhone. They didn't play yesterday.
They didn't play because they're the Rockies and the Rays. So, like, nobody.
And they're playing today.
Yes.
In a
minor league stadium.
What is going on, Steiny?
I just went back to 1986 and they played every day after the opener.
Yeah. That's why he was quiet.
Let me go to 1975.
He was Googling.
He was speaking violence.
Coming off of his laptop.
I appreciate the honesty.
I actually always thought I always thought Cincinnati played on Sunday to open the season. Then they were always off on Monday. And then they played Tuesday. But I guess maybe it's fairly new.
I remember it being a holiday for the kids in school in Cincinnati, but Sunday.
The teams that are playing today, like you're a Pirates guy.
Yeah, they played yesterday, so.
And they're playing today.
I give you that.
Do they play tomorrow? Are they doing like a four-game series?
I should know about tomorrow.
Let me look. I'm going to look at the Pirates schedule and see how this works.
Steiny went back to eight. That is beautiful.
They're doing a four-game series.
Okay, wow.
They're doing a four-game series. Wow. So that's why they're playing every day.
And you hit me in the cardiac muscle yesterday. You didn't even know it. Especially the way the Giants came back. The Pirates blew a 4-1 lead. The bullpen. When you don't have one of those, it is the most... I think it's the most horrific way to... Because, you know, here comes Willard. Oh, boy. And then you give it up. It's a bad way to lose.
How's a Reds fan feeling? They took their kid out of school. They went down there yesterday. Went opening day, watch Hunter Green throw BBs.
He was throwing triple digits.
Sit there all day, maybe get some popcorn.
Seventh and eighth innings, Willard, the Reds bullpen kept the Giants at bay.
Right. And then they stuck somebody out there who was like pitched twice. To go win the game, coughs up a four spot, and now you got to sit on it for 48 hours. Eat that.
They're done tomorrow, man.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Can a bullpen.
Oh, my. Yeah, no, the bullpen.
It's incredible.
Offensive line of a baseball team. Can't win without
it. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to equate it to other sports. In the NBA, you're either good on offense or defense.
That's not the
same. What's equivalent to
Willard's
a bullpen?
Now, Willard's work.
You sure you don't want to stay? Come on.
Where are you going?
That was such a genuine smile.
How can you leave me here solo? Willard.
You're with Willard.
He wants you here.
Had I been asked.
The director of sports.
2 days ago. The bottom line is, it slipped through the cracks. Somebody made a mistake, just like somebody did on the Signal chat, and everybody wants to pretend nothing happened. Nothing to see here.
We're just a bunch of men.
I gotta go.
Yeah. No, you can go.
I hope you feel good getting on the elevator. I really do.
An appointment for what? Your hair looks great.
He called it networking.
Yes.
You have a networking appointment?
Are you trying to
build the resume a little bit?
Let me give you the Fitzgerald.
I don't really believe you're leaving. Like,
you'll figure it out in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's going somewhere.
Man, networking is what he told. I tried to guilt trip him into staying.
Networking is, that's fair.
I could never see what I can watch my partner do something that he wants me to do and the host.
I have to work tomorrow. You working tomorrow?
You're going
on 95.7. I'm working tomorrow. Are you working tomorrow? You're not. Awful. On 95.7 the game.
Mm-hmm. Getting paid for it.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego? Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. Get cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. You have to change the open for this day. You can't say them white boys are cool now.
Grandpa Daddy can't do it.
I've been excited for this all.
I'm juiced.
I don't want to say all week because I didn't know that we were going to do this all week. But as of about 48 hours ago, you're a kind soul to agree to hang out for a little bit.
Truly, I could do it every day. And I, you know why I leave? We won't even get into that. But before they can get out, Mark, well, I'm in. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
no
go.
Doubt.
For the first time ever, Willard and Goo.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll open it up 888-957-9570. You can call in. It's a different kind of a show today. Goo's going to stay till 3.
Yeah.
Then from 3 to 4. I'll do some talking. Bob Fitzgerald's going to join
you
us.
Fitz. Oh, man.
Fitz from Narlins.
Narlins.
Yep. Or, as some people in my family call it, nope. Right? Like,
nope.
Yeah, when you look at the abbreviations of teams.
Oh, I hate
NOP. Like, are they going to win tonight? Nope. So
that's
our nickname for the.
Have you been there?
No. In disappointing fashion, yeah. I was told that I was going to have a trip to New Orleans, and then it got yanked out from under my feet. This is the days, Lucas, tune in. These are the days that I worked at USC.
And, Trojans.
And I worked on the football broadcast.
Come on, Willard.
And the football team was told, we're going to the Sugar Bowl this year. We're going to the Sugar Bowl. Our intel is telling us we're going to the Sugar Bowl. And this is like... three or four.
See, I like these stories.
Yeah, three or four different forms of the college football playoff
ago.
So this is back when you still selected two teams to go to the national championship game, and then the other teams would just filter through the BCS game.
Gotcha.
The Orange Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, all of that. Well, the USC, this is Carson Palmer's USC. They were going to be a wild card team, and the school is being told the Sugar Bowl wants you to be there. They're going to grab you. And I guess there is like a little bit of a draft. The bowl committees.
Oh, gotcha.
Right? It's like,
selection.
Okay, your turn. Who do you want? And then the Orange Bowl jumped up and grabbed USC in what was behind the scenes a shocking turn of events. And so I'm getting told for weeks, get ready. You're going to New Orleans. We're all going to New Orleans. I'd never been before. I was so excited. Next thing you know, we ended up in Miami. Which was, by the way, not a bad thing at all.
I was just going there.
The first time that I went to Miami as well.
You went somewhere.
We went somewhere.
I haven't been there either, man.
And USC blew Iowa off of the field.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But anyway, so yeah, New Orleans tonight, 3 to 4. I'll be solo. Fitz is going to jump on. Warriors live at 4. And then at 4:30, we'll send it out to the arena in a game that they flat out. They have to win.
They do.
Absolutely, unequivocally, there's no wiggle room tonight.
You could call me Halloween right now because you could say, Goo, you're being scary. But with who's not available for the Pelicans, am I wrong just to have the thought, and I told Stani this, can we give the chef a little more rest maybe?
Oh.
Or, you know, like, do we really, truly need him back for this one?
Yes.
But if he wants to play, I get it. But there is a part of me just like, okay.
How many reminders do you need, though?
You're right.
Right? Like, when the stars are out, like those people that
get over Denver.
Yeah, those are NBA players. I haven't heard of any of them. You're right. New Orleans actually has
16-point favorites the Warriors are.
Yeah, they've got 4-plus players, at least on their roster, right? Zion?
Yeah.
He's not playing.
Nope.
Trey Murphy? He got hurt. He's gone.
McCollum?
CJ McCollum is out. And this team also has DeJounte Murray. He's been out for a while, and he is hurt. None of them are playing tonight. So who's playing? I have no idea. Have you heard of any of the Pelicans?
Herb Jones.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's where the nickname comes from.
Yeah. Lucas said Trey Murphy in my ear, but you said him.
He's He's all 4 of them. Thanks for listening to the show.
Herb Jones as well.
Sure.
Out. Yeah.
Sure.
That's just
BJ Boston.
But no,
also
also out.
Yeah.
And most people haven't even heard of them. So no, that like dude, you gotta turn this thing around.
Okay. All right.
This is
They're in the play-in with all the winning that has gone on and my wall. But they're seventh right now, Will.
All right, so let me run something at you. And I want everybody, like, I'm going to make a request here to listen to what I'm saying slowly. Because
I'm going to do my best.
If you hear it fast, you'll think I'm the biggest moron you've ever listened to. And some of you already think that anyway, which is totally fine. I never agree with Willard. Well, you won't hear either unless you listen to this. That's all I ask. Let this spin around in your brain for a second and then tell me what you think. And if you still think I'm a moron, great. 888-957-9570. Call me a moron. I was thinking about this in the aftermath of the Giants winning on opening day. Fun game.
Yeah,
it is a whatever, one baseball game. And meantime, the 49ers are just this big wild card. We don't even know what the draft looks like or who's on the roster, but I do know they have a good coach and a good quarterback, at least in my opinion. I do think the Giants can be a good team this year, but, you know, Dodgers, are they great? You know, probably not. But of all three teams, obviously the Warriors are the most likely to make the playoffs.
Right?
All right? Because they're practically in them right now. So of all the three teams, the Warriors are the most likely to make the playoffs. However, I would be most surprised if they were the one of the three that won a championship this year. I find that to be the longest shot of the three as we sit here today. And the reasoning behind that is, A, not that I think the Giants are like some, quote, World Series contender, but I think they can be a good team, and it's baseball.
No doubt.
It's baseball, so, like, whatever can happen all the time. And in football, as I already said, Niners hasn't come together yet, and I think they've got a really good coach and a good program and a good quarterback. So it would not blow my mind if things happened over the rest of this year that led to the 49ers being a division winner and therefore somebody who could run all the way to the end. But as I sit here and look at this Warrior team, and part of it is shaded by what has happened this week.
All right.
As I sit here and look at this right now, I'd be shocked if they won it all. I'd be shocked.
But just so I understand, Willard, I get that because that's why I stopped at Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
But in the grand scheme of your question, you've admitted that they're closer than the Giants and Niners,
right,
which you would be shocked by two. But being that they're the closest, I'm lost a little in regard to
high floor, lower ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Higher floor, lower ceiling.
Mm. I'll tell you what, you're not weird, and there's something about doing it four times, and the Warriors have, some of them three, but the fact that they've done it four times, I really believe, and I can be a sucker, it wouldn't be the first time, Willard, I believe pedigree means something, and I'm looking at the number two seed Houston Rockets. They've shocked me, kudos, but as soon as that calendar turns to game one of the playoffs, I want you to show me. And OKC for that same match. So, Willard, I don't see the Dodgers in the Giants' way, because I got the Dodgers winning. Right. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't see a Dodgers in the Western Conference. And then when I look over in the East, I see Boston. You shoot 93s again. Excuse me. Like, Willard, I think it sounds crazy, but I think if the Warriors were to start clicking, it could be done.
Well, again, I'm not removing it from the realm of possibility, but, and I also, it's funny because I spent part of yesterday being like, can we not skip to the end? Because
yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we do it too much in sports. We want to skip to the end. And I'm like, man, there's a lot of fun in the middle. Like, maybe I'm a weirdo. Like, I'm excited for 5 o'clock.
See,
they're playing a bunch of people I've never heard of, but I'm excited. Because I want to experience the game. I want to go on the journey of these next 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks and 3 days.
Man.
I'm sorry, 2 weeks and 2 days left in the regular season.
April 13th,
that
right?
The Clipper game is 2 weeks from Sunday.
And it could mean something.
It could absolutely mean something. It could mean everything. It could mean clinching a playoff spot. It could be its own version of a play-in game. If they have the same record as they get together, as they do now, on that day, the winner gets the sixth seed, the loser's in the tournament. That could happen.
Let me just throw this real quick. Will, what I don't like about this is the loser may, it's so bunched up, the outside of two,
mm-hmm,
that the loser may get what they want. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
I don't want to face Mark Willard. If you lose, you don't have to. Like, I know nobody will admit that, but the way I'm looking at it, and it bothers, like Minnesota, they're behind the Warriors, but I'm thinking to myself, are they really playing chess when it's checkers? And I know winners win, and you don't throw games. But Willard is so jumbled, I am wondering, oh, boy, we fought the good fight. We lost to the Warriors. Now we go here instead of there.
If maybe,
there's some of that.
Maybe, but if you fall into the play-in, then, Now you have one
you
game.
I want no part of that.
I want no part of it.
Because right now it'd be Minnesota.
It would be Minnesota. And oh, by the way, if you end up in a 7-8 game and you lose it, even if you still end up in the playoffs, you get Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell, like, you're dead.
Okay.
You're dead. And that
would take too much.
Well, that's where I'm coming from. Like, when you say, okay, let's say Warriors get the 6 or the 7 seed and they play Houston and pedigree matters. Couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Couldn't agree more. Can the Warriors win in round one against the Rockets? Absolutely.
All right, I'm feeling that.
Now, let me say it a different way. Sit here today and tell me that you feel you wouldn't be shocked if in a three-week period the Warriors did a 7-game series with Oklahoma City, followed by a 7-game series with either Cleveland or Boston, and they won them both.
No, nobody could answer
that.
That
would shock me.
When you put it that way, I'll give you that.
So that's kind of like.
But who would fight you on that? And I'm the biggest, like.
Well, because there's in there is tucked into it some sort of absurd belief in the Giants and the 49ers that people would not see on paper right now. And I get that, but I only say that because neither of those have really even started yet. The Giants are one game in, and the 49ers haven't even built their roster yet.
Like, I got question mark. I don't know who the 2025 Niners are.
Right. But that, to me, the way my brain works is that means it could go well.
You got a soft schedule.
It might. Yes. Very soft. And I keep talking about how Vegas and the fan base.
What is that?
Sound different. Vegas still thinks the Niners are one of the big dogs of the NFC.
Well, maybe you're going to say this is crazy and they don't think like this out there. Have they earned that benefit of the doubt? Because I can make an argument, Willard, with the state of the Niners as is right now, and you still got players, and I know people are going to come for me. This is the most important draft ever in the Kyle regime, just from the standpoint that I think they have said bye, and they didn't use free agency. They didn't go overboard and get drunk during free agency. So a lot is going to be dependent on these hits, not misses, in this upcoming draft. I could be wrong, but I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, this is what we believe we're going to get Mark Willard in here, and he's going to be able to contribute at some juncture.
I think that's fair. I think that's completely fair.
Isn't that, like, what are the odds, though, to hit that three or four times? And they've been having some stuff that, I like that. But, man.
Yeah. Are they going to? Well, look, what do they got, 11 picks?
Yes.
And you're saying that basically three or four of them need to be starters right away? That's asking a lot. It's not crazy, though. How many starting-level players did they get in last year's draft?
Pooney for one.
Mustafa.
Okay.
I think they think Renardo Green, although it took a minute. That's the other part.
But sometimes he showed up, though.
Renardo Green.
And you're fired up, but you're thinking about those two. Like,
am I forgetting anybody? Pearsall, I think.
He counts.
I mean, he will be.
But he counts.
He will be.
We know why he didn't make contributions early. I'm just.
Pearsall, man. I mean, did you see Schefter's report today?
No.
The doctors said they're optimistic that Brandon Ayuk will be ready to play midseason.
No, and it's one
heard,
of those.
I heard, I'm like, oh,
but
God.
But you laugh with me,
oh,
like,
man,
yeah,
you
wake me up when you're
the
ready.
Sentence, and I was ready for the sentence to have a different ending. Like, Adam Schefter. Right? He talked to the doctor, and the doctor did the surgery, and the doctor is optimistic, and I was ready for that sentence to end with Brandon Ayuk will be ready for the start of the season. And the sentence ended with Brandon Ayuk will be ready by midseason.
So I'm he's like, on that green light. No doubt.
What the hell's happening?
That was a severe injury.
Very, very
not
severe.
Not injury.
Yeah.
I feel, man.
Busted the whole leg up. All right. Let's take some calls.
Okay. I got
Guru
you.
Staying all the way till 3. How fun
take
is
that,
this?
Steiny.
That's right. So 888-957-9570. We'll take your Warrior calls. This is an absolute must tonight. It is an absolute must tonight. No messing around with a team that has none of their stars. We're sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome. Dibs is in San Diego. Guru's here. Your phone call's next on Willard and Dibs. Can you name the name of the lead guitarist for U2, who's probably the one riffing right there? It is not a name. It is a word. And it used to be.
I should know this.
Used to be a ride at Great America.
The Edge?
Nice!
Did I get
you
it?
Got it!
Oh, my goodness. Goo on fire. Wow.
Them white boys are cool.
You did
that
it.
That was that ride scared me, man.
Oh, dude,
wow,
that ride.
The Edge.
I'm feeling good.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
If you want to
if
you want to relive the Edge, but multiple times, you can go to what I think they call it Guardians of the Galaxy now at California Adventures at Disneyland.
Oh, man.
It's like down and then up and then down and then down.
I'll pass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Guru's here till 3 o'clock, everybody. Dibs is out and it's a short show. So I'll be solo up to a Warriors Live after that. We'll take some calls in a second. I have some NBA breaking news for you.
I'm trying to guess it, but just give it to me.
Well, how about this? Since you're doing such a good job guessing things. And
I haven't looked at anything.
Name player just got announced as out for the rest of the year.
Oh, and I'm going LeBron James.
That probably would have been. I think Lucas would have hit the little bucket. Yeah, not
okay. And I'm happy it's not him.
Not that big.
A big name player.
A big name player is out for the year.
Jason Tatum?
No, it will not be affecting the playoffs.
Oh, okay,
it will
right.
not be affecting the playoffs.
Give it to me.
LaMelo Ball. Is out for the year.
This is I guess the season's over for them already.
Well, yeah.
What is it? His foot?
I don't even know. I don't even think they need to announce it. They're just like, he's out. We're tanking, and he's out. We're 2 games ahead of Washington, and we'd like to be on the other side of him. So LaMelo Ball is out for the rest of the year.
You know what? Two minor procedures to address ankle and wrist issues.
Minor procedures. In other words,
things
that could happen 3 weeks from now. But no, let's do it now. Because we're 2 games ahead of the Wizards, and we'd like to be on the other side of them.
You know what, Willard? It's like, I listen to your show every day. Your guys' show every day.
I listen to your show every day.
And I appreciate it.
That's coincidence.
And there's a lot of times where I'm like, he's talking to me, but he's not. But I'm a fan. So I appreciate, like, the Jonathan Kuminga. You're about the Warrior jersey, and so am I. But I hate when you have me question. I don't want to come off like I'm either or. Well, so I'm with you, but then I'm like, I think he's describing me.
Well,
there should be no divide.
No, there should not be.
It's the name on the front.
I do not want to be a JK lover or a JK hater. I want to be neither.
Do you think this is natural just across the board when it comes to some guys and gals on teams
certain
to where
players.
It's just a divide?
Just certain players.
Trey Lance, Brock Purdy.
Brandon Belt was one of these guys.
Man,
you
the
had
captain.
They literally had a name for people who liked him. You were a Beltist.
Wow.
They had a name for it. And I don't know if I can define what makes a player one of those guys where they're just so polarizing. Sometimes I think it's situational.
Okay.
Right? It's players who are good enough to be good, but maybe not good enough to be great, and the team has sort of at times packaged them as a central figure to what they're doing.
Mm.
And then the debate comes.
Natural, going the other way.
Wait a minute, can that guy be a central figure to what you're doing? I mean, look, and I'm going to talk a lot about this at 3, but the comments that Steve Kerr made, they were layered.
Dude!
That was not like...
I got a lot out of why maybe he hadn't been playing as much as I wanted.
Sure.
And so was that fair, you think, for Kerr maybe to do? Or he needed to do it to let everybody know?
It's completely fair. He can say whatever he wants. Do I have this on the board right now here, Lucas? Which one is it? Because if we're going to talk about this, we should let everybody... Okay. Here we go. So listen to the way Steve Kerr talks about Gary Payton being out. And I'll just say, if it was any other player, if it wasn't like Captain Divisive, you could stop this soundbite at Gary's out, and now Jonathan's going to be our defensive stopper.
Yeah.
But that's not what he did. It keeps going, and in there is where all of this discussion and constant debate keeps happening.
It opens up an opportunity for JK to be that defensive stopper, the guy who, you know, we've relied on Gary to be. JK's the obvious guy. Put him on the best offensive player, you know, pick up full, like harass people like Gary does. I'm going to ask JK to do that, and it definitely opens up more minutes for him if he's effective with that. And then, again, it's mix and match game to game, depending on who's playing well and how we're playing.
Okay.
It's too late on me.
Well, when I listen to Steve Kerr talk about Jonathan Kuminga, it sometimes sounds, boy, I got to really be careful here. It sounds sometimes like the way people talk about, like, their teenagers or their kids. Do you see him kind of guide through, not just we need to be our defensive stopper, but now we're going to say all of the characteristics of a defensive stopper. And it lands as if you are openly trying to define to Jonathan what he's going to have to do. And I think therefore read into it that those conversations have happened before and you don't always see it. No. So you're begging somebody to do the same thing over and over, and you only see it sometimes. And for me, that's why I made the analogy I did, because that's how it lands for me in my life.
Yeah.
Is, right, it, time to get in the shower. I said, time to get in the shower. It's time to go. Get in the shower.
I've been there.
I need someone else. Get right that. That thing that we do. And I might be reading something into it. I know you guys said that. You might be reading something into it, but it feels like that's fair in this particular case. That's what I take from listening to that.
And I'm not even mad at you, Will or Tupac. Like, that was right. I hadn't even gotten there with it, but you are right. There was, he didn't mention anything, and I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but he did. He didn't mention anything about attacking the rim. He didn't mention offense and all the things that JK can do in his sleep. There was a to-do list, and I feel like that list had been sitting there. You needed to get in the shower. I told you hadn't. So as much as I'm excited, or as excited as I am, Willard, for Kuminga in this opportunity, I think he's been telling us he's had opportunities and he hasn't taken the bull by the horns.
For sure.
So now, instead of this celebration, it's almost like he had to itemize what you need to do to stay on the floor. And it's only up to one individual, and that's JK. And hopefully, you know, on defense, like, I don't know why it hasn't clicked for him. You know, and we got a lot of people, Tim, calling for you and Stani in North Carolina. That's my guy. I'm rooting for Kuminga. But I know he can get lost on D. You can't get lost no more. Like, these next 10, it can. You got to get on the floor. You got to do something to let them know, hey, it might not even be perfect, but jump off of the screen today, Willard, so we can say, oh, Jonathan was doing, and people are going to get mad at me, Pods, Moody, Santos, they get dirty. Kuminga, you can too.
Do you know what I would get that would excite me, like, through the roof?
Give it to me.
A double-double.
Wow.
I'm not talking about a burger.
Yeah, I was like, in and out, animal style.
How excited would you be if we went to bed tonight and JK had 17 points and 12 boards?
And that shit, I would be excited.
Please. Please, I'm literally ready to beg.
You have.
And I think he is too.
You have the talent.
Sure.
You could do that in your sleep.
Why, everybody who wants to call in and go, he can jump out of the building, but apparently only on one side of the floor.
Yeah. And I said this to Stani, you tell me what you think, and I can say it with my chest out. This is me, Willer, talking to you. If you put Kuminga's body and gave it to Pods, he'd probably be Moses Malone. If you gave it to Moody or Sam, like, I really believe they shown me with lesser athletic gifts, how can he out-rebound you? And I think you could be like, oh, it doesn't matter. But you're not in Brooklyn. You're not in Portland. It matters. The coach is telling you this is the compass for you to stay on the court. So I want JK. Now, it's easy for me to fat mouth and say it should be easy for him. But, Willard, I played at a level to where rebounding is a want.
Absolutely.
And if you gave Pods, Moody, or Santos Kuminga's body, He might 15 rebounds.
I'm glad you brought up Pods, because do you remember there was a press conference after a game? I want to say it was in Denver. Do you remember when Steve started banging on the table?
He went at him.
You can't make those plays.
That happened.
And he admitted to us literally the next week. He's admitted to this to us. And this is why I think the sound clip we just played is important. If they say it into a microphone, let me promise you they've said it off the microphone 50 times. 50 times.
Wow.
And that's why when I hear that, it's like, oh, God.
Not the first time.
Oh, you're practically begging him. And now, what do you do when you're trying to coach someone, whether your parent, someone, coach someone, if you're practically begging him, you're telling him the way to do it, you're telling him the way to do it, and I'm not saying J.K. doesn't do it, but he doesn't always do it. I think we can all agree on that. Okay, and he's not doing it. He's not doing it. He's like, fine, I'm going to go to the microphone and be like, here's what Gary does, and that's what we're going to ask Jonathan to do. And Jonathan is 22. He's not 7. He's 22, and I know that's young in the NBA, but it's not like, right?
Yeah. And this is your fourth year.
He's not a baby. So it feels to me, in listening to Steve this time, he's like, okay, here's the assignment.
Right. No doubt.
And that's it. Like, I'm not going to drive you there. I'm not driving you there. I'm not giving you a ride tonight. You get yourself there, get yourself home, and if you do it really well, you are going to earn more and more and more leeway. But if you don't, then Guy Santos is about to play 25 minutes.
Yeah, and I told Steiny, he's already, Guy Santos is going to get Kuminga's old minutes.
Probably.
So we're going to see more of him. So it's just incumbent for Kuminga to take advantage of this. But Willard, I love, because I'm not about division or separating, because it always ends up getting to that. Pods and Kuminga, one, don't even play the same position. So they don't cancel each other out. But we take millions of calls. Oh, why is it this way? But I forgot, and I feel better now, and I want to tell the people, the Jackals, Pods got called out.
Absolutely.
I forgot that.
Deservedly so.
And so nothing is happening to Kuminga that he hasn't done with the other dudes, and I forgot about
that. This is the NBA. This is the National Basketball Association, and it's the Golden State Warriors. They're like, at a certain point, there is no room for holding hands. Like, what you've watched, and I always think about it this way. Like, Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, and we could keep going. These are people that when the Warriors play those guys, everybody gathers at midcourt, and they hug each other.
That is fact.
And they love each other.
Not the Jimmy Butler Miami
thing.
They
miss each other.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry also sat in a back room and nodded his head and said, trade him.
Yeah.
Because I want to win. And right now, for whatever reason, one reason or another, there's another way for us to go that I think is going to help us win. That's it. You've got to be contributing to winning. So, yeah, Pod's got it too.
Let me throw this to you. I don't know how much time we got, but real quick here.
We got plenty.
So, I asked Steiny this last week. If we found out, and it's just a guru computer going off, that Kuminga was no longer available this season, do you think the Warrior helicopter can get to the same heights without him as they could with him? Because that's where I'm at when I'm pro Kuminga on Willard. I told you, and he's the wild card to me. I don't think that helicopter can get to the ultimate plateau that we talked about earlier without the possibility of Kuminga bringing it. But the Steiny sometimes of the world and other people are like, goo, Santos could fill that role. And maybe you're right, but does your heart tell you if they didn't have him at their disposal, that ain't going to be the reason we don't get it done?
I'm
married to, you need him.
I think conceptually you're right. Define him.
The good version of.
That's what I mean. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of what they're saying.
He said, describe him.
Who is him? Right? Like, if he's playing at his best, and if he is maniacally
hustling, incredible, man.
And if he's rebounding, and if he's playing defense, and if he's locked in, if it's fitting and it's all that, then of course. And I also think it's matchup reliant. There are certain matchups where Jonathan will be more important than others because
no, I appreciate you
you're going
that.
Against young athletic yeah. teams. You absolutely
ref swallowing the whistle. Right. So when he's going to the rack, maybe he could play through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's been, this is my favorite part of Jonathan since he's come back is he's hitting his free throws.
And that, I
you
pointed
know
that out.
That's my yeah. thing. That is my thing. And he's doing that.
Because you are a liability. And, get fouled. All they're going to foul you on purpose.
Yeah. And if you're shooting 60%, like
who you helping?
Right. So, I think conceptually you're right, but
we haven't seen
that's
what
still
I'm
a
there.
Work in progress.
We haven't seen him.
Yeah. You want to take some calls real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go to Caleb in Livermore. Hi, Caleb. Caleb, what's going on?
Hey, Dave, Friday.
Come on, let's go, yeah. Caleb. About a quarter of that check is already gone, but anyway.
All of it.
What are you saying?
Hey, wait, hold on. Am I hearing goo on
yeah.
the
TTF? Yeah, little OT, not, baby. No yeah.
Nah. Hey, Willard, you got this guy to come in on overtime?
That's the kind of juice I got around here, Caleb. You know what I mean? It's like when Steve Kerr points at somebody on the – get in here. Yeah. We need you. Let's go.
And there you go.
No, I'm
man.
Very, very
that's
appreciative.
That's your nickname on 95.7 The Game, Big Will.
I'm very
Big
appreciative.
Big Will, all right.
I'm
okay.
appreciative of Goo's kindness and his all energy day. For this.
There you go. There you go. But look, it'll be quick, man, because I know Goo got to get out of there. But I think, man, I want to ask you guys, what do you guys feel is the biggest key to the Warriors keeping that 60? Do you feel like it's just straight up having Steph Curry healthy for this stretch of the last, what, 8 games? Mm. Do you feel it's going to be key role players like Pods? Obviously, with GB2 gone, like Kuminga, Moody, Post. Like, what do you feel is the major key for the Warriors to secure that 60?
This is an interesting question, Caleb, because you asking it makes me want to pull the schedule up, and I hate playing the schedule game.
Because I know the Lakers are on there and the Clippers.
The Lakers, I mean, thanks, Caleb. It's not even just that. Like, next week, things get really hard.
Man.
You got to go to Memphis Tuesday. You're in L.A. Thursday. You turn right around and play Denver back here on Friday night. And then Sunday host Houston, followed by Tuesday, you go to Phoenix.
That's a gauntlet.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. So a week ago, we looked at the Atlanta and Miami game. And
laughing.
We went, so those are wins, which is why I hate playing the schedule game because I don't know which star is Jokic in. Is he out? Is LeBron in? Is he out? Is Steph in?
What do they need
out?
To do, though, on their own? It's 3-point shooting I'm getting worried about. Buddy Hield, I didn't understand why. And Kerr, to his credit, was married to Buddy. Like, but now it's coming into focus, Will. We don't have a lot of 3-point shooting. 9 for 38. I don't even want to start saying that's a bad night, but you tell me if I'm wrong. Like, we're seeing that more on occasions to where is that how this Warrior team's going to go? If Jimmy's not ultra aggressive to where, oh, we didn't make it.
Three-point shooting, I hate this part of it because it's not great analysis, but it comes and it goes. And it's a lot better from role players at home than it is on the road.
I heard you say
and
that.
Half these games are at home and half of them are on the road and all of that. So, yeah, they're going to have to catch a little fire from three, and I think that they're going to have to be maniacal on defense.
There we go.
They're going to have the energy to play four
not
quarters
what
on
we
defense.
Saw in Miami and Atlanta.
Not even close.
They were not there.
And so J.K. is going to have to be really good, too, in that role. That's why Steve's talking about it. You know, this. Every time we have these Kuminga conversations, they immediately spiral into, well, can he score 23 a night? I don't think the Warriors give a crap.
And I'm a part, but I've seen him a couple years ago, Willard, pick up, and I can hear Stoddy now. Who cares? He picked up LeBron and made it difficult.
He can
against
do
the
it.
Nuggets when we were about to come back. He knocked it out after Russ was feeling comfortable. Kuminga was on him and knocked the ball away.
But doesn't that make it worse? That doesn't make it worse.
It's a tease.
You can do it.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt.
So you got to do it.
Wow, that's
you
a song.
You gotta go do
yeah,
it.
Nothing to it but to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You gotta go do it.
Doesn't that make it worse? Wow. Knowing he can do it.
Knowing he can do it. I do think there's angst and frustration, not like in the moment, but through the years. There's obviously been a chasm of some sort. You know, the playoffs 2 years ago, Jonathan and his agent. Sending Shams to Twitter,
losing the day after, a minute after,
faith in Steve Kerr and all of that, and has he not played him enough? Maybe. I mean, we can get into that whole argument. But I don't think there's stress in this moment other than that, like, well, now you're being forced into it. They know you can do it.
Time is running out.
They're also not doing it by choice. He's being forced into that role, and they absolutely need it. Now, I will also say this, based off the question, what is the key for them getting the sixth seed?
Yeah.
I think if you really want to be, like, objective, right now, as I look at things and guess the
because they're the seventh now.
I don't think they're going to get the sixth.
Because
their schedule their schedule is way harder than the Clippers.
Oh,
the,
then that would be playing city.
And the Clippers are playing.
Oh, they're if Kawhi he can go out in a millisecond.
Exactly.
I'm watching like, uh-oh.
They're playing as well as anybody in the NBA.
And Zubac is Shaq to us even every time we play.
For sure. And Harden is Harden. And Clippers right now are a problem. And they've got a bunch, of New Orleans's. And all
on the
of it,
schedule.
Oh gosh! Wait till you hear what you want to hear. What they're doing next
week.
Give it
to me.
This is what the Clippers are doing now. They have to be in Cleveland on Sunday, and then they're in Orlando on Monday. That's a tough back to back for the Clippers. Then they come home. You ready for the homestand? New Orleans, Dallas, San Antonio, and then Houston.
They would have to really just blow it
totally.
For them not to. Like the how far are they from five? Will like. Could they put something together to get five?
I mean, that's the maybe Memphis is the target, not the Clippers.
Real quick about Memphis, they fired their coach. I've never seen anything like it with nine games left. Aldama got pushed by Bain, who's a team captain. I don't know if you saw that against Utah.
No.
He made this rounds. And I got to believe Jenkins is a fiery coach to where he tried to take Bain on or give him a message, and it didn't go. How do you – galvanized that he's gone?
I mean, Desmond Bain is their third best player.
So
like,
I said,
coaching changes because Desmond Bain. Like I can't. I have no idea what the hell's going on. They're 44-29, and they're injured.
And Ja's body length. Just there's something about Ja that rubs me the wrong way when he's in street clothes. I could be wrong, Willard. I'm like, could you have really played?
I've always.
Or if you don't like your coach, is that the difference? Where nobody knows the difference if you play. How can you do? You're fifth.
From my standpoint, though, without knowing anything that's going on in there,
neither do I.
There's a piece of it, if you take the record out of it, where you're like, I'm not surprised. Memphis has always had a leadership problem. They've got a huge leadership problem. You want to look up and down this Western Conference.
But the owner fired the coach. The players, the players.
Understood, but even if the coach stays, look at the players they have.
Oh. Man.
Like, Ja Morant is not a great leader. Look at when he was about to rise to superstardom.
He blew it.
He torpedoed his career, at least momentarily. Right?
Wow, man.
You look around at all of these other teams they're competing against. From LeBron to Jokic to Shea to Steph to Kawhi. They've got a leadership problem.
Do you think
problem.
We find out what... You could be like, who cares, Goo? But I do. What could have happened? That's never happened, Willard.
I don't know if we'll find out. I remember when we were like, are we going to find out what was going on there with Ja and Adam Silver? And we never did.
Yeah.
We never did. All right. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I'll take more of your phone calls just on my own here coming up next.
I had a ball, man.
You should start your weekend.
Yeah.
But, dude, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. That was really fun.
What we're blessed. This ain't work.
No.
Okay,
No.
All right.
Gratitude, the attitude.
There it
sure.
is. I hadn't heard that one.
All right, brother.
Yep, have a
thank
good weekend.
Thank you so much. All right. Okay, so Willard and Dibs continues with just me, and Bob Fitzgerald's going to join us here in a half hour. Your phone calls next, because coming up next, I think I can help on this Jonathan Kuminga conversation. I want to at least give it a shot. I think I can help calm everybody down on both sides, which I wish didn't exist. I'm going to try. Coming up next, your phone call is certainly welcome on Willard and Dibs.